Hey, this is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and here's your latest tip.
All right, so here's an update on the fall garden. We had a frost down the street, but it didn't hit here. So everything here is still going, but almost all of these things will be totally fine, even with really cold anyway. This is a winter-ready garden already. So you can see this really cool plant here. This is a wild plant called henbit, and it is extremely cold tolerant. Nice mild flavor, very nutritious. You can put it in salads, soups, smoothies, what have you. There's also something here I planted called Minutina, which is very nutritious and cold hardy. And there's a bunch of cabbage. There's also cilantro mixed in there. And then here's a potato that resprouted from one that I missed. And it'll be dead next week when the real frost comes. We have some cabbage, collards, kale, and some more of that potato coming up in the middle there. And here the okra is finishing up. The longevity spinach is still there, so obviously there was no frost here. There's also chickweed coming up in here, which I actually just gathered some for a smoothie. And then in there, we've got broccoli and cabbage amongst the okra. So when the okra's done, that'll get even more light. And then here is a bed of pea shoots. It's a cover crop and edible. And here is this sea of broccoli and kohlrabi. And here, this is actually Everglades tomatoes that just came up from little tomatoes that fell in the late summer, early fall. So these will be dead when the real frost comes. But this is just a testament to these type of tomatoes. A lot of tomatoes just don't like growing when the days are short and there's not a whole lot of heat. We haven't been really warm. So Everglades tomatoes is a grower. It's got a different quality to it in the way that it grows and behaves than a lot of other tomatoes. Although the flavor is just like a delicious cherry tomato. So highly recommend Everglades tomatoes. And here we got more chickweed, henbit, and cilantro, and also we have more cabbage. And in here, the garlic is already starting to come up. And in here we have a cover crop of winter wheat.
This is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and together we're growing freedom.